These days, there are so many things that can and will chip away at our faith in Jesus, until at some point it feels as though there's nothing of your faith left. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The world calls us to forsake those outdated morals, to let go of those old Bible fables and embrace modern life here in the 21st century. And so seductively does it package its call that it can be difficult to resist. A bit of corner cutting here, a little compromise there, and pretty soon we Christians are thoroughly indistinguishable from the rest of the pack. God, well, is he really still all that relevant, all that powerful, all that he's cracked up to be? Do you see how easy it is for salt to lose its flavour? 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 11 and 12. Yours, O Lord, are the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and on the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and it is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all. And now, our God, we give thanks to you, and we praise your glorious name. Wow, that puts things into perspective, doesn't it? This is who God is, the God of power and glory and victory and majesty, the God who owns it all and who gives to all, the God who gives strength, the God who deserves our praise. Yeah, it's funny how when we stop to see things how they truly are, to see God as he truly is, how it puts the lies of this world back in their place. That's God's word fresh for you today. I'm praying that the word of God has been a mighty encouragement to you today. Now, I'm wondering if you could help me with something. You see, I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.